Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal. Hopefully I don't have to tell anybody what movie that's from. Let's talk about the world of AI and fraud prevention, a topic which is going to be in the news for the foreseeable future. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. A line from probably my favorite movie of all time, 2001 A Space Odyssey. In the movie, it's a great movie, which it's hard to put into words, but one of the more important parts of the movie is the voyage from Earth to Jupiter. And the Discovery spaceship is controlled by a computer named Hal. And during the voyage, Hal breaks down, has a psychotic breakdown, and tries to murder the astronauts on board. If you haven't seen the movie, I highly recommend it. Frequently listed as one of the best movies ever made. But, of course, this is my fraud and white-collar crime podcast. As always, I'm your host, Gene Telsk, so we are going to talk about fraud, specifically artificial intelligence and the future of fraud and fraud detection. Picture this for a minute. You are driving along, you get a phone call from someone. He says she's your daughter. Her voice sounds exactly like your daughter. And she asks you for money, and the account to which she's asking you to send the money, you know, is her own account. You ask why she needs the money. She comes back and gives you a reasonable answer. I just have some extra books to buy for college, something like that. And so you don't, without thinking anything of it, you transfer the money. You find out later the money that you transferred was to a false account, and that the person who called you indeed was not your daughter. It was an artificial intelligence, which had been programmed to sound exactly like your daughter, to know exactly your daughter's bank accounts, and you had no reason to believe it wasn't your daughter. Stories like this are already beginning, and as AI technology improves and continues to improve, stories like this will become far more common, and AI will become very, very difficult to detect as not coming from a human source. The future, as they say, is bright. At least it's bright for AI, artificial intelligence, and AI, of course, has been in the news a lot recently, as luminaries such as Elon Musk have stated warnings about AI. Now, for science fiction aficionados like myself, these warnings are nothing new. I grew up reading a lot of sci-fi. I don't read as much sci-fi as I used to. And as I said, 2001 is my favorite movie of all time. And the warnings of what artificial intelligence would do, could do, was already explored long before the president of 2023. For those of us who were around in 1984 when the movie The Terminator came out and its later sequels with Arnold Schwarzenegger, the idea of a Skynet taking over our defense systems and instead using it to eradicate humanity, that was already a familiar science fiction trope. For example, the excellent book Colossus by D.F. Jones talked about a supercomputer taking over our defensive grid, but instead of destroying humanity, decides to enslave humanity for our own good, because the supercomputer states that humanity just can't be entrusted to look after itself. It's possibly true. But nobody really thought of, or certainly I didn't read much about science fiction during those times, about how it could be used for fraud. Nowadays, as AI is pretty much becoming everywhere, a part of our lives, fraud, the conceptions of AI being used for fraud is a very real possibility. For example, in a, well, I wouldn't say minor, but certainly in a not an, a, an economic context, ChatGPT and other AI tools are already used by students to write papers for them. Now, in and of itself, that's nothing new. I remember growing up, and of course, this is going to date me a little bit, but I remember growing up with Cliff Notes, those pocketbooks you could buy at a drugstore, which would basically summarize the book for you and tell you the major themes of the book. Of course, you still had to go through the process of writing your own paper. But with ChatGPT, it can be done very easily now. And apparently, you don't even have to lift a finger to do it. ChatGPT and other programs do all the work. But AI is being used, or is now considering to be used as a way to mimic people, mimic identities. And how are we to know the difference? Furthermore, there are very real concerns that AI technology can be used to infiltrate bank accounts, take money out of bank accounts, take money out of savings accounts, take money out of any account, and transfer from one location to another. After all, if to remove money from a bank account, all it requires is the person who owns the bank account to input a few codes and take the money out. Well, what's to stop an AI program from doing it itself? The purpose of this program is not to be a downer and say, well, AI is going to ruin us all. That's just a set of familiar science fiction trope. It is. I do want to use this program, however, to explore the ideas of what we will see coming in the next few years and ways we might be able to help ourselves avoid these pitfalls of AI. And there are many ideas out there. I highly recommend reading books or books. I guess that dates me as well, but there are websites out there devoted to charter technologies, which explore the how AIs can be used to influence the world of fraud and actually steal money from people. One of the ideas that's coming around the corner, I think, is very important, is the idea that we're going to have more technology, which places more barriers in the way when it comes to transferring funds or removing funds or even investing funds or placing funds into savings accounts, checking accounts, into money accounts, into cryptocurrency or what have you. It's been aware the technology that's was used to steal money from these accounts certainly goes back to the 1970s when computers were in a very primitive form, but they were still there. And now, of course, with AI and AI's ability to mimic human voices and human responses, it's very easy to fall prey to these sort of things. I would suggest, and certainly this is not a new idea, but we're going to see in the next few years much more identification requirements needed before monies can be moved around or transferred, or as I said, money's taken out of accounts or money's placed into accounts. And this will create, in my opinion, two major, well, major is perhaps too strong a word, but two important issues for us, for human beings, as we try and adapt to these new technologies. First of all, it will probably be a very big annoyance to have to go through several steps to input codes or input identification features before transactions can be made. Now, the idea, of course, it's not even the idea, it's the necessity that this has to be done for our own protection. But certainly, these codes, these multi-step level devices, will be needed to prevent intrusion of AI devices into our funds. And it goes without saying, of course, that most of the monetary transfers that go on in the world today don't involve the actual physical delivery of monies or gold or silver or platinum or anything like that. It's simply the transfer of numbers. And of course, that, or transfer of numbers perhaps too, is not the correct phrase, I should say. It's simply numbers being used in accounts. And that, of course, is how AIs can operate. That is how AIs do operate and can take money out or put money in. So, because most money transfers occur in the digital world, identification steps will have to be used to prevent AIs from simply having access to these programs, or if they do have access to these programs, from breaking in. Another issue, which I think is going to become very important as AIs grow, is that certain identification requirements will become mandatory that are unique to an individual. For example, and once again, I'm referencing myself as a science fiction geek here, but if you watch a movie like Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, there is a section in there where Admiral James T. Kirk has to identify himself through the use of a retinal scan. I would state that such unique identifiers are going to be necessary to prevent monies from being transferred unless they're directly attributable back to a human source, specifically back to the human source. Now, interestingly enough, this may come present issues where we see technology now and have seen technology as a long, for a long time as a labor-saving device. we might be getting to a point where in the near future, technology will actually take up more of our time as we have to use these measures to protect ourselves. Multiple step identification features and individual identification features to prevent monies from being transferred. It's, as I say, the cost of doing business. So in my opinion, we will see many more of these technologies at work in the near future to prevent monetary transfers. Now, there's also the issues, of course, of AIs being limited by their own data banks, by their own, the areas in which they operate. And we're getting now, I wouldn't call it science fiction, but more into cybersecurity issues where AIs can jump from one location to another. That is a cybersecurity issue, but it's also a fraud issue as well. One of the things that's important to note about AIs or any type of algorithm or computer-based system is that old saying, GIGO, G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out. An AI or any kind of other kind of computer-based algorithm is simply mimicking, at least at this point, the human parameters that have been programmed into it. Obviously, if a person is programming parameters into an AI system, which prevents it, which does not allow any kind of fraud, well, then the issue is solved. If, however, and this is, of course, happening all the time, even by use by rogue states such as North Korea, if these programmers and people who are creating these algorithms and AI systems are programming tools into them that they can use them without these barriers, without these moral barriers to break into accounts, the AI is simply doing what it's been told to do. So it's simply another tool that's being used in this case for malfeasance, in this case, to use these tools to break into the accounts of other people and steal their monies. Another issue which may come to play as well, and this is something which is being debated, is that in the near future, we may see where as funds are transferred, there is a hard copy downloaded somewhere, which shows that these funds are transferred, another version of money. So if a transfer is made, a hard copy is made somewhere, and the person who made that transfer or took out the money has to have this hard copy, whether it's in the form of a plastic card or in the form of some kind of metallic card to show that he is actually the possessor of the money. That's an example of, in this case, the money's being moved out of cyberspace into what we would call the physical world as a direct representation of money being transferred. And if money, these monies exist in the real world, that is a way to show that the monies cannot be transferred out without the owner's permission. And I find that very intriguing. This, I forget who exactly thought about this, but this is an idea where we might be going back to earlier forms of technology to prevent newer forms of technology from interfering with our way of life. So if I'm transferring $10,000 in the near future, I may be required to print that $10,000 on a plastic card or a metal card or what have you, remove that metal card. And that metal card is now the emblematic that is the direct proof that I've transferred that $10,000. So if in the future an AI or some algorithm transfers the money but cannot reproduce that metal card, well, then I am safe because I know the monies are within my possession, that I actually own the monies. These are just very intriguing ideas that are out there. But once again, we're in a situation where technology is evolving at such a rapid pace. The idea of how humans will eventually control this, or if we even can control it, will require a lot of new ideas and a lot of ways of looking at this. If you want to use the old dated term out of the box, and yes, it requires thinking out of the box. These will become more important, however, because as AIs at some point, and this is hardly my own unique opinion, but at some point we can see that AIs will become fully functional, intelligent, automated units that have a personality and have aliveness, if you want to call it that, of their own. We'll see that very soon. And then the question becomes, how do you deal with an artificial life form that has its own morals, that has its own ethics, that has its own ideas of how to run things? That's beyond the scope of this podcast, or I should say it's beyond the scope of this episode. Maybe it's an idea for a future podcast. But what I'm trying to say is this: these technologies are developing. And what we've already talked about, how to prevent AIs from getting involved in fraud, or how to prevent AIs from being successful in fraud, is something which will be a very important topic for the near future. It's simply something that cannot be avoided. The only other alternative that I can see is to go back to 19th and early 20th century technologies where you actually have paper money or paper money that represents something such as gold or silver. and exists only in the physical world, not in the cyber world. Now, is that possible? Of course, it's possible. The only question is if it's feasible, if it's necessary, or even if it's something that has to be done. That is, of course, a solution to cyber-based crime. Simply move the moving of money outside the cyber world, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. But once again, that presents its own host of issues. Do we really want to move back to 19th century, early 20th century technology to achieve that? That may be something that we may have to do in the future, but right now, as I said, that's something that's beyond this, the scope of this podcast. Now, what's also interesting about AI is the flip of the coin in that AI can also be used as a fraud fighter. It can be used as something to help fight fraud. And once again, this goes back to how AI is programmed. We're using the term GIGO once again, garbage in, garbage out. Only in this case, the input to the AI is how is algorithms as to how to detect fraud and how to fight fraud. And certainly, even by this point in time, AI has a very significant role in fraud management. And one of the most important roles that AI has in fraud management is that it can actually analyze incredibly large amounts of data and detect patterns and anomalies that can indicate fraudulent activities. It would take a human being countless hours to review documents, and not only would it take countless hours, it is an incredibly boring task. Take it from me, I've had to do it. To review documents to see if there's patterns that are out there, whereas an AI can do this in a couple of seconds. And this is an example, of course, of how technology can improve our lives. AI is already being used to detect patterns and anomalies in large amounts of data, which can indicate fraudulent activities. Now, this, of course, leads to another issue in that just because such activity is detected, this does not mean that this activity is fraudulent. This is where, quote, the human factor, unquote, comes in to analyze this data and make a determination of it. But the ability to analyze incredibly large amounts of data is critical in the prevention of fraud. Certainly throughout the time of this podcast and throughout other fraud education tools that are out there, it's important to note that fraudsters are, the whole point of fraud is to use deceit to take monies from somebody else. And if somebody is taking large amounts of money, that involves a large amount of information. And this is once again how AIs can help us to take care of this. Now, there's also another issue with AI that can be used to help fight fraud and help identify fraudulent activities. And this is where an AI can analyze data or understand or respond to human language. Once again, AI is incredibly valuable and incredibly important in recognizing patterns. Now, in this case, some of the technologies that are being used is to analyze human voice patterns. Now, I don't want to get in the idea that these are robotic or AI lie detectors, but it's a very well-known aspect of psychology that for most people, when they are lying or when they're engaging in misinformation, certain telltale patterns will give them away. Certainly, it's no big secret that intelligence organizations such as the CIA and foreign intelligence organizations use lie detection techniques to try and determine if somebody is telling an untruth. How successful these individuals are, of course, is a matter of debate. But if an AI can analyze a person's voice and analyzes person's voice when they're regularly talking versus when they're when this person may be committing fraud, well, that's very important. And another example of how AIs can be used to really change the game as to how fraud can be prevented and detected. So that's an issue where AI can be a really, really big part of improving the future. Now, cybersecurity is very, very important to AI development, and it's one of the reasons AI is developing so quickly because of the need for cybersecurity. There are now programs that are out there where, for example, if some company is handling large amounts of money, in order to get into this company's account or various companies' accounts, the code to get in changes every couple of minutes. And the person or people who are responsible for entering the person's or the company's bank to remove money or to input money, they have to have the correct code at the correct time. And this involves an AI changing the code every few minutes and the person being able to recognize the correct code and enter it at the same time. This involves a person who has access to what we might call it the equivalent of a top secret clearance. And let's say within 5 minutes, the entry code changes from 0001 to 1000. The person has to know at that certain time to enter the correct code. This involves many times two separate AI devices, which although they are not linked, are programmed independently to come up with the same code at the same time, So there's very little, or let me scratch that. There's a reduced danger of somebody who doesn't have the correct code at the correct time being able to enter into a system. And once again, this is very important because we had talked earlier about barriers that can be placed so that AIs cannot enter, or any human bad actor cannot enter into a bank account without the correct code. This is one of the barriers that can be set up, where AIs constantly change the codes and only people who have direct access can know what the code is at a certain time. And it's, I believe we will see more of that. So this is an example of AI being able to use it as a protection device in codes. AIs also have another series of abilities that can help them in fraud detection. We already talked about the ability to look at mass amounts of data very quickly and present the conclusions, or at least present patterns to a human operator regarding this mass amount of data. So the human operator, perhaps aided by another AI, can come up with ideas as how what is exactly is going on. And this is incredibly important. AI also has real-time monitoring of transactions. And this involves not only AIs, but improved communication devices. So if half a world away, say in Moscow, Russia, somebody is taking out $10 million from a bank account, this can be immediately monitored and sent to the correct people to know that $10 million is being removed. And this is incredibly important, of course, because this creates a very narrow window when in this case, the removing of money happens, to where other people can find out about it. Now, if this removal of, say, $10 million is just a normal bank account transaction, then there's no reason to worry. However, if that person has having his money, who owns the bank account, who owns the $10 million, is having his money taken and can be alerted at the same time when this is going on, that reduces the possibility of the money being able to be successfully lifted from the bank account. And once again, this is due to AIs and modern communication devices. And another area where AIs can be incredibly important is to reduce false positives. In detecting fraud, one of the issues that many fraud investigators and fraud detectors have are false positives, where legitimate transactions are mistakenly flagged as fraudulent. And using that example before with the $10 million, even if the person who owns the account is in New York and the money is being removed from a Moscow bank account, that person can know right away whether or not he authorized it, or it was an unauthorized removal of the $10 million. And so this helps reduce what could be considered a false positive. And I can't stress this enough. There's a very short window of time between the time monies are taken from an account and when they can be traced and returned. It goes without saying, of course, the longer the period of time between the time the money is taken from an account and the time it's actually detected from as being taken, it creates issues as to how to get the money back. Because of modern communications, of course, it's very simple to transfer monies overseas around the world in a matter of a few seconds. So time is very critical in determining when these monies are being removed and identifying if these transactions are legitimate or not. There are, of course, time delay devices that are being used by some banks to cut down on the possibility of monies being transferred without people knowing about it. So, for example, if a transfer of funds would normally take a couple of seconds, sometimes banks are using devices that slow down the transfer of funds. So that couple of seconds now takes a couple of hours. So the person can determine, the person who owns the account or the people or business who own the account can actually determine if indeed this is something that they actually want to happen. So you might call this reverse technology, where the ability and the ease of, and the speed of removing monies can be a liability. And so we need technology to paradoxically enough slow it down. So it's very important that these are examples of how AIs and various algorithms can play different roles in detecting and preventing fraud. Another very important aspect of for how AIs can help with fraud detection and prevention is simply the cost reduction. If you're going to have a human being sit down and review document after document after document, well, you're going to have to pay that person. The person's got to eat. The person's got to take breaks. And if you have a team of people doing this, then of course the cost is exponential, and how much will it actually cost a person or company to have somebody do this. And unless you're a very, very large, very, very wealthy corporation or a government, it's very impractical to actually pay this kind of money. Well, with an AI, of course, it doesn't cost anything. It costs a very small amount of money simply to set up and run the AI. And so you literally can have round-the-clock protection. It's another example of how AIs can really help out in the detection and prevention of fraud. Now, just because AIs can be useful in fraud detection and prevention doesn't mean that there aren't risks out there as well. Once again, going back to GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. If the algorithm in which the AI is analyzing data is biased, well, inaccurate results can happen. This can also produce false negative results or false positive results. These are all questions which are not new to the computer world, of course. These have been going on since the dawn of the computer age. But as we see AI technology move into fraud detection, fraud prevention, and unfortunately, the actual use of fraud, that is to say, AI is being actually used to commit fraud, these are issues that are coming to the forefront. So as we wrap up, I think it's important to note that AIs are out there, they're here to stay, barring some incredibly weird accident like an asteroid hitting the Earth or a war breaking out in which nuclear weapons are used. AI is simply going to develop and it's going to be out there. How these technologies will evolve is anybody's guess. As I said, you could see a system like the Skynet system from the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies or the Terminator. You could see the HAL 9000 from 2001: A Space Odyssey, or you definitely will see many more mundane uses, such as these technologies being used in the banking sector, the security sectors, and everything such as that. But we are still developing the counter technologies or counter technologies to actually explore these systems and put them to good use and prevent them from actually harming people. Where this will lead, of course, is anybody's guess, but I will certainly tell my prediction for what it's worth is this. I believe you will see in the next few years, it become more and more important that digital data actually exist in the physical world and not just the cyber world, because this will be necessary for protections from AIs and humans using AIs for malfeasance, from exploiting the cyber world and simply taking monies from the cyber world. And if there's no equivalent in the physical world, it just makes it all the more easier. We'll see what happens, but it's certainly a very interesting time to be alive and a very interesting future as to what awaits us all. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And as we leave, why don't we all do what the HAL 9000 computer says and take a stress pill and relax. Have a great one.
Look, Dave. I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over.